Hi, I'm Angela Lee, and welcome to the Will to Live podcast, where we share with you the gifts of living. I speak to inspiring wellness leaders, mums, celebrities, business people, super grannies, and more to help you live your potential, connect to your purpose, and bring joy to your life. Discovering your will to live a fulfilling life starts now.
Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of the Will to Live podcast. Now, today, I've actually got one of my oldest and dearest friends on today, Michelle Emsley. Michelle and I actually went to school together and were best friends in grade eight. And then we lost contact for, you know, many years, and then we've reconnected lately. So it's just absolutely wonderful to have her on today. And the reason I wanted to get her on is she does so many amazing things. She's actually homeschooled her three children, which is just phenomenal. She lives on an organic farm in the Margaret River. She's an absolute doTERRA whiz in terms of the doTERRA oils, just knows so much about plants and how to heal us with oils. And she won the top Diamond Club award, and she's just got so many wonderful insights to share about natural living and the oils. So I'm really excited to have her on today. So Michelle, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Ange. It's so great to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's such an honor. And yes, the last time I think I can remember meeting over in Japan together. That was a really fun trip after high school.
Yes, exactly. Back when we were about 18. So we won't talk too much. We won't give too much about that trip away on this podcast, but we can do that another time. But I'll do a bit of a bio. I've got Michelle's bio here. So Michelle is the owner of Heavenly Scent 7, and she was raised with a love for the simple things in life, connection with family and friends, and a passion for natural health and wellness. Plants have always played a big part in her life, and she loves nourishing her loved ones with naturally nutritious fresh foods with her paddock-to-plate farming philosophy, which just sounds wonderful. She's an artesian soap maker. She enjoys a sustainable, slow living and self-sufficient lifestyle, unprocessed, uncomplicated, and just how Mother Nature intended. Jeez, that sounds so appealing. Most days you will find her out in the sunshine chasing rainbows on her organic farm. So I guess what I'd love for you to share, Michelle, is like you lead this really wonderful life, and I'd love for you to sort of tell the viewers a bit about the life that you live over there in the Margaret River and what got you on the path to living such a natural lifestyle.
Yeah, sure, Ange. Yeah, look, I do. I feel so incredibly blessed to be here. We're in a beautiful, on a beautiful property. We're on 360 acres. We've got a lot of space. We've got a lot of animals. I've always been really compassionate about animals, and look, our dream was always to have this big organic farm and be out there, you know, outdoors with our kids and living this lifestyle. So we really are living that dream. We've just planted 650 avocado trees and had them certified organic, which is amazing. It's such a big process to go through that. And, you know, I've got my horse, I've got, you know, my beautiful dog, and we've got cattle, we've got sheep, I'm married to a South African, and he's stoked because we've even got two ostriches on the farm. So there's a little bit of South African flavor here as well. But yeah, look, I was, you know, as you know, Ange, I was brought up really naturally. You probably remember back at school, you know, I didn't go to doctors, and, you know, my mum always had natural solutions for us. And I was pretty much a hippie from back then, really. Yeah, my family are natural healers, and we've always lived that holistic lifestyle. I look at my mum, she's been a reflexologist for over 30 years, my sister a remedial massage therapist, my brother an acupuncturist, herbal medicine doctor, and then, you know, my eldest brother, he's a cop. He's helping people, he's healing people.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would say that, you know, I only really truly embraced and I guess appreciated a deeper holistic lifestyle when I became a mum, I guess, 21 mm-hmm. years ago. So it's unbelievable. I can't believe, you know, here we're sitting, we're talking about year eight that we're in, you know, school together, and it only feels like, you know, just yesterday. It's crazy. But I've got a 21-year-old, a 19-year-old, and a 16-year-old. And so, yeah, all young adults now.
And you homeschooled all of them.
Yeah, they had a bit of a taste of school as well. But look, over the whole period, it was 15 years all up. It was a long time focusing on their education, and they are thriving and doing what they are so passionate about. Yeah, my eldest son is on to his second trade, and my My other son is driving heavy machinery at the age of, 16, and he's a little entrepreneurial and very rich young man. And my daughter, she's incredible. She studies university online, and she wants to be an early childhood teacher. She's got such a natural gift with children. And, that's something she had since she was a little girl, always drawn and attracted to the kids. And they've always, she's been like this magnet to all these beautiful babies and children. And so she's doing what she loves and works at the local council kids club and gets a lot of hands-on experience. So it's incredible, Ange, because I see we've given them that taste of a natural lifestyle, and I can see that now they're independent, they're really following through with that themselves.
Yeah, that's what I wondered, are they living it themselves now, like they're living quite holistically and naturally?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, they choose those natural solutions. As soon as, something comes up for them, if there is that little bit of a niggle or whatever, something with their health, they know, it's so cool, they know exactly what to do. They know to get onto that vitamin C and, put this essential oil here or there, or, they know which foods to avoid and what to have and what's going to help them and nourish them. So I feel really proud, just to pass that down to them. I feel a little bit like we've been living in a bit of an old-fashioned way, I guess, milling our own grains and making our own flour and rolling my own oats and things like that, growing our own vegetables. We try to live a really self-sufficient lifestyle, so paddock to plate, bit of a minimalist, and I don't like to go to the supermarket. I really like to, do everything from scratch. So, kids growing up will be opening the cupboards going, there's nothing here. When they did kids have got packaging stuff going on, and they're going off with rice and sardines, and it's been a lot of an incredible journey homeschooling with them. And I think our intentions were really to gift our children that love for learning, healthy living, relationships. I think that's so important these days, to really work on that relationship building in all areas, and just to help them to embrace their unique selves in what their talents and their gifts are,
I think it's just so awesome, because you were doing all that, like it's starting to get a bit more, I guess, trendier in some sense to do that, but like you've been doing it for such a long time, and I just love that approach, like fostering children's strengths rather than having to do like set curriculums and that type of thing. And I just think how exciting that you've passed on that natural living, because then they can live that and then they can pass it on. So you're actually setting up this healthy legacy that is passed down generations, as opposed to the opposite, which tends to happen in a lot of families, so it's just awesome. Really cool.
It is. And it's really cool now that my daughter is in she's in an environment now where the kids are learning in quite a structured environment, and it's really opening her up to so many different views about how you can parent and teach children. And I can see her going, she's already feeling that she's going to go that alternative pathway, because it really, she understands that. She just said the other day, with how she's been brought up, she realizes now she never was restricted with that imagination and that play. Like she got to be creative all day long, and she got to do what she wanted with those things that she was interested in. So even my son, Kai, when he was little, like he was a real farm kid. He was always outdoors, and I'd have to ring that bell to get him to come in and sit down and do some work. But if he had an interest in birds, for example, he would get every book out from the library possible to research and learn about them. And he was only in year 8 when he got his full adult license in aviation, because that's where I think when, there's no, the sky's the limit. Like, and that's what I love, that you can teach them. They can do what they want to do, There's
Yeah, that's so good. And like, I guess what I want to ask is, I love sharing sort of tips that you've learned with your children to be able to pass on to others, but do you have like sort of, any non-negotiables that are like, okay, these are the non-negotiables that we have to have within our family, from a health perspective or?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. I guess I would say, you know, laughter would be number one. Like, I just think laughter is just, you know, it not only feels good and is fun and creates all those memories when you're laughing. It is that connection, isn't it? Together when you're laughing and having a good time. And it's also building your immune system. It's also good for our bodies, good for our soul. And I think for sure, like, that and happiness, positivity is another one. There's so much to be said about thinking positively and, I definitely enjoying nature. Like, our family, that's been another thing, Ange. It's, you know, having the flexibility around homeschooling, meaning that we can go away, because my husband and I, you know, Greg, we've got that lifestyle where we can be flexible, and we didn't want to be sort of just in the one place all year round. We wanted to be able to go and explore and take the kids out and really live that lifestyle in where we can teach them life skills. So, we camp for 2 or 3 months at a time up in a remote area, 1,800 kilometres north, up on the reef. And, you know, there you've got to go and collect your water. You're down to basics. So you're making your fires at night. You're going out and you need to, you know, go hunt for your fish. And teaching our kids those skills, I think, has been key to, helping them to understand life, you know.
Yeah, no, that's so good. And I guess one of the other things I want to get you on today and talk about is, because you've helped me, like, with some oils, because I know you're very passionate about using oils for health and on so many levels. And, you know, I've certainly got some off you and you've helped me with that. So I guess, how did you end up getting into oils? Was that just like a natural progression from you from the farm? So I'd love to sort of hear, you know, how you ended up getting into using oils and kind of like, I know, where do we begin with that, but how you use them or how people could begin to incorporate some of the benefits of that into their life as well, because there's so many benefits from them. That's probably a very big question, but we'll see how we go.
Lucky. Yeah, for sure. Huge benefits. And I guess, Ange, you know, they're definitely a big part of my life. They weaved their way into our family's life pretty much. It was 2011, a very beautiful dear friend of mine, Katrina, she introduced them to me, and I can still remember that day where she came bursting through the door and she had her lemon, lavender and peppermint on her, and her four children were super sensitive with smells and all of that sort of stuff, but it was the first time they were able to have any sort of essential oils on them. And so just that alone, she was so excited to share with me. She found these beautiful pure essential oils like no other, you know, and she'd already had this profound kind of experience with them. So I was already excited. And at that time, my son was like lying on the couch and he had elevated temperature and it was like really high. And so she just like literally, she opened up the bottle of peppermint. And because I'd been brought up naturally, and you know, my mum had like tea tree oil and lavender. I remember putting tea tree on my pimples, you know, Thursday, you know, and I can remember when she took that lid off, I could smell it. Like, it was such a pure smell. And she just said to me, hey, let's put a drop on the bottom of his feet. And I was like, really? And that wasn't weird for me because my mum's a reflexologist. And I'm like, I know there's reflex points there. So I didn't, and like, I'd put Vicks and that sort of thing on his feet. So I immediately like put a drop on our hands and rubbed it in and put it on the bottom of his feet. And man, it was like instant. He was up off the couch and we were both like, wow, his body just cooled. And yeah, so again, right in that moment, profound, like incredible experience. And I said, I want these oils.
I want more of that. Yeah,
exactly. That was like the moment of me going, okay, I need to know more about these. And that's when my journey really began. And so in that moment, Katrina and I created Heavenly Scent 7. And that was that learning journey I went on. So, you know, I guess it was interesting. I posted a challenge on my group yesterday, seeing if anyone could guess how many times I used essential oils in one day, like how many interactions I had with essential oils. And my daughter's like, 1,000. And then my brother's commenting, like, all these comments, you know, we are all ranging from sort of, you know, 10 times to 100 times. And so I said to everyone, listen, my days are different every day because I'm on the farm. I make soaps and, you know, I'm off with my horse and I do this, do that. And so every day is a little bit different. I don't use the same amount of oil every day. But I recorded that day, I used 27 times. Wow. And so I know, right? But what it was saying was like, you know, I was using it not only, I mean, I don't put that many on my body every day, like, oh, I'll load myself up. But in the morning, I'll put an oil on just to help, you know, sort of ground me and get me ready for the day, and have a drop of lemon essential in my water upon rising. And then, you know, I'm using them in the bathroom. I make DIYs. I make everything from scratch. So really, I don't need to be going to the shop and buying anything plastic. I'm putting little soap berries in my washing machine with a drop of essential oil on the bag, pop it in, make my own hand wash, dishwashing liquid sprays, that sort of thing. So by the time I added up all the different things that I was involved with, you know, oils on my, with my animals, for example, if something's going on, there's just so many, oils are so versatile. There's so many different uses for essential oils. I've even been using them out with my gardening because it's springtime now. So I'm doing a lot of gardening at the moment. So yeah, it was pretty cool. Like when I added up how many times, you know, even cooking, baking, that sort of thing. These, what I love about doTERRA essential oils is that they are so pure, and the quality, which is why I've been using them for almost a decade now with our children. We wanted to make sure, obviously, we're choosing something that is absolutely, you know, pure and that we can trust 100%. Because when they're 50 to 70 times, you know, stronger than herbs, they're very potent. You want to make sure that there is no added contaminants and that sort of thing, that they are what they say they are, that yeah, they yeah, are 100% pure, you know. So yeah, I guess, Ange, yeah, they've been our family's powerful healing tools, you know, for nearly a decade, and we haven't had to use synthetic, you know, like drugs, and my kids haven't been on any antibiotics or anything like that. We've always gone for natural solutions and really tried to embrace that holistic approach. So really treating that, you know, root cause versus just the surface stuff that comes up. I think it's just always looking at our body as that whole, that wellness pyramid. And I think that's just really important to look at everything in our daily life, not just kind of put oils on and you'll be right, you know.
Yeah, you know, that's so cool. And there's so many, like you said, there's so many different ways, because I know a lot of people are wanting to live more naturally and ways that they can do that. Do you know what I mean? So if someone was like, you know, because I know that there's so many oils too. I know when I look through, I'm going, oh my God, where do you even begin? Like there's, you know, I know I've got the home oils and, you know, a few other things as well, but it's kind of, yeah, where do people start? Like, do you get people, I guess everyone's different, but do people start on stuff that they can use on their body or with cooking or household stuff? Or like if someone wanted to get started and think, okay, how do I go about leading more of a natural life? Like, what can I do?
Oh, yeah, for sure, Ange. I think if you haven't had experience with essential oils, you know, it's great just to get started off really slowly, really gently. And this is where I really look at, you know, what is going on in someone's life? Like what are their top health concerns, the priorities, you know, for them and their family? And that's what I look at first, because we really want to meet those needs. So, you know, we've got some really awesome little starter kits, for example. And just by purchasing something like that and then helping to support each person with those needs and offering them that ongoing education, which is all free, and an incredible community where we've got the Facebook group and we've got emails and we've got certain events that go on that you can really get involved with and feel inspired and empowered in this community. Because really, you know, my intentions is that everyone can become a healer in their own home, right? That they've got tools that they can feel empowered with, that they're not going to feel like, oh, I don't know how to use them, or I better call someone and find out something's going on, like, oh, what do I do with this oil? You know, the intention is to really help support and educate so that each person does feel confident and comforted with these, that they understand how to use them in different situations. So that's what I like to do, Ange. I love the oils. My husband actually last year, like he's had a lot of being a farmer, he's really physical and he gets a lot of, you know, physical discomfort. And even though we've been using them with the kids and he's seen how amazing they are and, you know, he loves the smell of them on me and all that sort of stuff. And it's great in the house. It's air purifying and all the rest of it and smells fresh. But he hadn't actually experienced his own wow moment. Mm-hmm. And I bought him for Father's Day a little bottle of Copaiba soft gels. Mm-hmm. And they sat on his, you know, bedside table for a couple of weeks or so. And then he's a bit of a research science man. So he starts researching them and like, where does Copaiba come from? Like, oh, the Amazon. And oh, you know, it's the resin from the tree. Then he starts getting excited and he's like, shit, babe, like, I think I'm going to have to try these.
Like, yeah. After all that time, he's finally like, oh, she's onto something.
Yeah, exactly right. And he wasn't having good sleep at all because it was really getting, it was really painful for him and stuff. And so he just took like one Copaiba soft gel in the evening before he went to bed. And the next morning I was blown away. He jumps out of bed and he's just like, he was like a new man. He's like, oh my God, I slept so well. And he could not feel any discomfort in his body, like nothing in his neck, just, yeah. He was blown away and he was like, what? Seriously, this couldn't be from just one soft. And I went, well, give it another go, you know, tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
So same thing. And so he's been on them since September last year. And I kid you not, I think just about every farmer or tradie or whoever comes to his farm.
He's selling them to him.
yeah. They're signed up. Well, what he does is, you know, he tells them his experience, but then he gives them like seven kind of soft gels, right?
Yeah.
He gives them seven little ones. He goes, I reckon just about every bloke's in pain. He goes, yeah, go and try them and see how you sleep, see how you feel, come back and tell me how you go. And they all come back and they're like, man, what is that?
What is it? I want it.
yeah. And I mean, for me, I thought I used to sleep pretty well. And I thought, oh, well, I'll take one too. And I think, Ange, what it's done for me, I don't have that discomfort, but I think it's just helped me to feel more emotionally balanced because it does really support the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And it supports the immune system as well. And it really is an incredible oil. So if you want to learn more about that one, it's the Copaiba.
That sounds really good, because I think that would be really relevant to a lot of people, because a lot of people I know either struggle with sleep or their nervous system's overloaded. They're so much in the sympathetic state. So anything around that would be really interesting. So we might actually put a little link in at the bottom to that type of thing as well, which would be really cool. And like what you said, they're not just for physical stuff either. Like what you said, there's different oils that actually support emotional wellness. Like that's certainly an area that I'm interested in. Is that something you work in a lot, like supporting people in that? Yeah.
That's probably what I'm most passionate about, mm-hmm. is the emotional healing of essential oils, mm-hmm. Because of I guess that what is what keeps me so motivated in this lifestyle with doTERRA. It is seeing people's positive experiences and just how the oils are working in on their lives and how they're supporting them with their emotions. We've got this new essential oil. It's a blend that's come out. It's called Adaptive. And it's basically been designed for people to adapt to new situations. And I'm just like, how perfect. The timing of it coming out in Australia when we're all going through such a hard time and adjusting to new situations.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really is. It's such an incredible oil to help us to feel supported through the unknown, you know, new situations and things. And just, you know, supporting that mental health, which I think it has been such a crazy year, right? The stress and the emotions and the changes that are arising. Like, I must say, for me emotionally as well, what I found with the essential oils, the insights that I've had in the last couple of years especially, is that essential oils really trigger they really trigger those deep sort of memories and the emotions and things. And you can really have this beautiful recollection of memories that you may not have had before. Because, for example, like I'll get people coming to my classes and they'll smell, for example, patchouli. And next minute they're like, oh, that reminds me of my grandma's, you know, or, you know.
Yeah.
Have you experienced that with, you know, smells? Does it bring back certain experiences for you, Ange?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah.
And so I know in particular for my beautiful friend, you know, who always smelt like, I could smell whisper and patchouli on her. And now, you know, she passed away, and very, very sad, very, you know, it was very tragic. But, you know, and it, for just those smells alone, it gives me so much comfort. Mm. I'm reminded of those beautiful moments together, and those moments are kept alive just through those smells. So yeah, it's really powerful like that.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You know, that's so good. Like, yeah, there's so many things there. I think it'd be really great. I'll definitely put some links at the bottom about, because you have some groups where you do fantastic education for different people that might want to get more involved in the oils, and how people might want to get in touch with you or get started, or for one of your team. So whatever works best there. But I know that there's just so many benefits from using this. I'm probably quite early into my oils journey. I'm certainly not an expert on it, but it is something that I have been incorporating more and more and expanding on. So it's actually been really cool. It's been nice to get Liv on board with a few things as well, which is really nice. Yeah.
Well, I remember when I came to your house and I came over with, I think it was Lavender Peace, wasn't it? Was that the first oil that we
gave her a massage on her feet, and she relaxed. She was like, oh. Yeah, and it's good. We do little massages, like little foot massages. Not all the time, but we have done that since, you know. It's actually really, really nice. And she loves the lavender on. Like, she likes putting it on. She goes, I want the pink one on today, Mom. I want the pink one. You know? Like, it's kind of nice that she's actually, yeah, I feel it's like a good self-care practice to be teaching her as well, you know.
Absolutely. I think so too, Ange. And I think that power of touch, then with these beautiful tools, with that power of touch, you know, it really is what we're needing today. You know, we're needing more touch, more connection. And it's when you look into also reflexology on the feet and putting the oils on the feet, because as we know, those reflex points, they correspond to all the parts in our body. So it's so powerful to be applying them down there where, for example, if something's going on in your throat area, we can be putting an oil, simply like tea tree oil, on that throat area on your foot. And it's really helping to support that area by just applying it to the feet. And so, yeah, once you start going down that journey, man, it's just like I'm still learning. There's just, you keep learning. And we have a lot of essential oils. There's over 100 different essential oils. So I think it's all about really having a lot of fun and playing and really creating and allowing your intuition to come in. When you start to understand oils more, what I find, Ange, is that you start to intuitively, it's like they speak to you. Like, it sounds weird, but you start creating these beautiful relationships with the oils and understanding them more. And intuitively, I think our bodies know what they need. You know, our body's innate intelligence to, you know, heal itself. And I think that's where children as well, we don't want essential oils around where they can reach the oils. We've got to be super careful because they are potent, and safety first, have them up high. But, you know, when you allow them to have the option to smell a few oils and to see which one are they being drawn to today, and it's really interesting what they choose and you know, what they're really needing emotionally.
That's so good. That's so wonderful. I guess we better start to wrap up now. That's been so informative, and I just know some
wonderful things. Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
That's a shame, because I wanted to share my cow story, you know.
Cow story? What's a cow story?
Maybe next time.
There's so many.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's plenty of farming stories out on the farm there. But something I ask all of my guests at the end of the show, is pretty much like, obviously this is a Will to Live podcast, and you know, you certainly, someone who lives the will to live, finds the will to live their most fulfilling life. What tips would you have, or advice, or for people, or how do you find yours? Like, what would be your final thing to share?
Well, I think, Ange, I think actually it would be to really just embrace your unique self, allow yourself to really shine. And I guess I guess just really trying to discover what your why is and what motivates you to get up each morning, and what helps you to feel that happiness and that joy and that peace inside, like just to do those things, to try and do more of those things that make you feel happy. And yeah, I think also just giving yourself time to reflect and breathe in nature, like be out with nature. And yeah, I don't know, does that
yeah, well, that's wonderful, that's beautiful, that's so, I think that's so, I think we all need more of that. And I think you certainly are someone who really embraces that, and I know when people start following Michelle, you'll really be inspired by her lifestyle that she leads and the pictures where she's always out, you know, leading a natural life. So it's been awesome to chat. So great to have you on. And yeah, look forward to, I'll put all Michelle's links in there for people that want to stay in touch. But thank you so much. It's been great to chat.
Oh, thank you, Ange. I've really enjoyed having this time to chat with you. It's always so much fun getting together and connecting, and I can't wait to come back over and see you soon. Yes, when the exactly. Borders open.
Exactly.
And I absolutely love what you're doing, love what you're creating. It's just so incredibly inspiring, and yeah, you're really creating some beautiful magic. So yeah, you keep shining.
Thank you. You too. Awesome to chat. Thanks, Shells. Bye.
Thanks. Thanks, Ange. See ya.
I'm Angela Lee, and you've been listening to Will to Live, the podcast. You can join us on Facebook in our Will to Live online community, that's LIV, Facebook group, or follow Angela Lee on social media and at www.angelalee.com.au. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast and would like to pay forward the gifts of living, please share with your friends, and if you haven't already, please rate and review the podcast. Thanks so much.